It's the Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seewert. What does it take to become the nation's number one fabricator? And how does a company in Mayville, Wisconsin remain in the number one spot for well over a decade? Join us in this discussion at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jag Reddy is president and chief executive officer of the Mayville Engineering Company in Mayville, Wisconsin. It is a company that was founded in 1945. Jag, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Shereen. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. The company is headquartered in Wisconsin, has 20 facilities in 7 states. So tell me, what fabrication work happens inside these facilities?
Mayville Engineering Company has been in business since 1945, and we work with some of the major OEMs in construction and access and agriculture, military, power sports, and other markets. We make some of the highly engineered components that go into some of these large vehicles that you see. We don't do anything with passenger vehicles. Most of our components go into large tractors and combines and bulldozers and heavy equipment. And we make mostly mechanical components. We also have design services. We can do prototyping, but more importantly, most of our manufacturing goes into making large components and diesel and fuel tanks for commercial vehicles and large frames for some of these vehicles and so on.
I have to wonder, we've been hearing so much about inflation for the last couple of years. How is inflation affecting your day-to-day operations?
Inflation has been unbelievably persistent for the last 3+ years, probably started just about when the pandemic started. And we continue to see that remain elevated, even though it has moderated slightly in the past 3 to 6 months. We continue to see labor inflation and wage inflation. We continue to see other material inflation, steel, which is mostly 80% to 90% of our raw material costs. That has elevated significantly, even though, again, this year it has moderated a bit. The inflation continues to be a challenge, but the good news is that, you know, our customers also recognize inflation is not just hitting Mayville Engineering, but it's hitting everybody. So we are able to pass on that inflation, our higher costs, to our customers, who in return are passing that on to end consumers. So overall, we're all dealing with it. We're working hard to reduce our own internal costs, but at the same time, right, you know, we are waiting for the macroeconomic environment to get better so that, you know, we all can have a better handle on inflation.
For the 13th consecutive year, Mayville Engineering Company was named the nation's largest domestic metal fabricator. That's according to Fabricator Magazine, which is a North American publication company. So who are your biggest customers?
Our largest customers are John Deere, PACCAR, who makes Kenworth and Peterbilt trucks, Volvo, who makes Volvo and Mack branded trucks, Oshkosh Corporation, JLG, Honda Power Sports, Harley-Davidson, Polaris, Navistar. You can see all the large names that make some of the large vehicles that run on gasoline engines at this point, or diesel engines at this point in North America.
We talked a little bit about inflation, but what about supply chain disruptions? Now, pandemic-related disruptions in global supply chains have mostly subsided, according to some data published this week from the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank. What's it like for Mayville Engineering Company?
The great news about us is that 95% of our inputs are domestically sourced. We have very small percentage, less than 5%, that we source from overseas. That gives Mayville Engineering Company an outstanding position to continue to support our customers. We're proud to say that throughout the pandemic, we did not interrupt any of our customers' operations. That's because we're domestic we are a domestic manufacturer with domestic sourcing, and we're strategically located really close to our major customers. Given that, we were able to continue to supply components to our customers. On the other hand, we continue to see our customers getting interrupted with other suppliers who are not in such a good position, such as Mayville Engineering Company. So we do see continued disruptions even until recently for some of our customers.
We're talking about the fabrication industry with Wisconsin CEO Jag Reddy. He leads the Mayville Engineering Company in Dodge County. Today, the company has 20 locations in 7 states. And your company employs a lot of people, about 2,300 people. A recent survey of employers found that 85% of Wisconsin businesses say they're having trouble hiring employees still. So are you struggling to find employees? And which job positions are the most difficult to fill in your kind of industry?
We are, Shireen. That continues to be a challenge for most companies, including Mayville Engineering. We employ approximately 990 employees in Wisconsin, and we have approximately 45 openings in Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
So that's we have openings in welding, maintenance technician, and painting jobs across our 6 plants that we have in Wisconsin.
Wow. I mean, how are you looking to fill those? What are you using to try to fill those gaps? It's got to be a struggle.
Like every company, we are looking for strong team members to join our company. We continue to benchmark labor and wage rates. We continue to be competitive with wages and benefits. But more importantly, we're beginning our own programs to train welders in particular. So we bring in, employees that want to go into welding trades. So we provide them with training. It takes months to train a welder and many years to master that craft. Welding is one of the hardest jobs to fill in the country right now. That's because a lot of the jobs are coming back to the U.S. A lot of manufacturing is coming back to the U.S. There's tremendous competition to hire skilled workers.
So these training programs, are they successful in attracting employees?
Absolutely. Employees get to make more money as they get into skilled trades such as welding. So there's a good set of employee base that, want to move up that job chain and are interested in getting into these training programs. Also, we do sometimes, partner with local community colleges where our manufacturing plants are and technical colleges, and we try to work with them to see if we can find already trained students in some of these skills to come and join us.
I have to wonder, has your company examined any kind of automation technology, any kind of AI to address any of these hiring challenges?
Absolutely. Mayville Engineering Company, in the last 4 years, we have spent approximately $100 million across our plant network, across the 20 plants, to invest in automation and technology. Half of that went to starting up a brand new plant in Michigan, but other $50 million or so was spent in automating our production lines across the company. That includes automation, robotics, and a lot of other technology to improve our productivity, but more importantly, automate some of the manual processes we have had for many years.
Do you see more of that happening in the future?
We have to. Otherwise, we will continue to struggle to fill some of these positions. As much as we want to fill with highly skilled labor, if we are unable to procure these skill sets, we have to take a different approach, and that is to invest in automation.
Jag Reddy is president and chief executive officer of the Mayville Engineering Company in Mayville, Wisconsin. You can call in with your questions for our guests, your comments, 800-642-1234. I'm Shireen Seewert. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Shireen Seewert. We're hearing about a Wisconsin company that sits at the top of the list of U.S. fabricators, Mayville Engineering Company. We'll take your questions, too, at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jag Reddy is president and chief executive officer of the company, which is located in Mayville, Wisconsin. This week, the company announced plans to acquire Fond du Lac-based Mid-States Aluminum Corporation. It's a $96 million deal. Jag, why did Mayville acquire this company? What's the strategy here?
It's a great announcement for us, and it's a transformative transaction for Mayville Engineering Company. As you mentioned, Shireen, we've been the number one fabricator in the nation. But as I mentioned, most of our components we manufacture today are based on steel. As many of our customers, all the large OEMs, continue to electrify their platforms and put batteries on their vehicles, whether it's a power sports or a tractor or, you know, a long-haul class A truck, they are looking to lighten the weight of their vehicles. What that means is, you know, you no longer need to have steel to support all these frames on these vehicles. So lightweighting has become an extremely important component or a tactic for our customers to electrify their platform. So as a steel fabricator, we need to get into lightweighting, and aluminum is one of the lightest materials, and it's very strong material that our customers are looking for us to supply to them. So Mid-States Aluminum Corp, which is almost a 60-plus-year-old company based out of Fond du Lac, they are one of the leaders in the country that can extrude aluminum and then fabricate aluminum into components that many of these customers are looking for. So this makes a perfect a marriage for MEC to acquire Mid-States and integrate them into MEC operations, and more importantly, supply lightweight materials to commercial vehicles, agriculture, power sports, and many other applications.
So you see avenues to develop new technologies with this aluminum market?
Absolutely.
So Mid-State Aluminum Corporation employs about 250 people. How will your decision to acquire Mid-State affect those workers?
We were there earlier this week talking to each and every employee at Mid-States. We did town halls with all three shifts. And the message we gave to them is that they're joining not only a great company, a great Wisconsin company, but also a stable one, but more importantly, a growing one. So we intend to bring more business to Mid-States since there is a significant demand from our customers for aluminum products. So we expect to continue to grow Mid-States. I'm looking forward to bringing additional business to Mid-States and continue to hire more people in Fond du Lac.
We're getting an update on the fabrication industry with the head of the Mayville Engineering Company. The company is based in Dodge County and has 20 locations in 7 states. CEO Jagretti stays with us. More than half of Wisconsin business owners say they expect the state will enter a recession this year. That is according to a 2023 survey from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Do you agree? Do you think that we're headed toward a recession?
It's hard to say. Any forecast, it's always going to be wrong. And we've been hearing a discussion about a recession for more than a year now, and we really haven't seen it. Having said that, we as Mayville Engineering, we are prepared to take on any challenge that presents itself, either in the second half of this year or early next year, as some forecasters are predicting. The good news for us is if there is a slowdown in demand, we have so many openings and our employees are putting in so much overtime right now. It just gives us a bit of a break, and we can come back and continue to grow. At the same time, we have been winning a lot of new business from our customers. Even if existing customer demand slows a bit, our new business wins over the last year or two will continue to propel Mayville Engineering forward. So I am, from a company perspective, I am less concerned about a recession. And from overall macro environment perspective, I am still unsure whether we will see a recession. If there is one, it may not be a deep one. It might be a shallow recession.
How does a company prepare for a possible recession? It sounds really complicated and very challenging.
It is. There are never perfect ways to deal with it. So as I mentioned, we have a lot of job openings and we have a lot of overtime that we're asking our employees to do because we can't fill all the jobs we currently have. If there is a recession, then we will have to adjust our work schedules and our plans, and we may not be able to hire all the open positions positions in the company. So with that, we'll reduce our overtime, and then we will continue to manage the business.
Last year, Mayville Engineering Company opened a 236,000 square foot manufacturing facility in Hazel Park, Michigan. The company spent $50 million on the development, a big chunk. Why expand manufacturing operations in Michigan? What's the strategy?
It's a great question. One of the challenges, as I'm sure you know, is hiring qualified employees in Wisconsin. There's labor shortages across the state. Many of my peers continue to face similar challenges. When we needed to put up a brand new plant, we did surveys, employment surveys across the Midwest, and we looked at many states. And in the end, decided to open our new plant in Michigan because of labor availability and long-term viability to support a large plant in Michigan. It's suburbs of Detroit. There are a lot of qualified automotive or ex-automotive employees in the area, and continue to have good employee base that can support our long-term growth plans.
Well, that leads me to a question about Wisconsin. Why does Mayville Engineering Company continue to operate headquarters in Wisconsin? What's great about doing business here?
We are a Wisconsin company. We were started, as I said earlier, in 1945 in Mayville, and we will remain a Wisconsin company. It's because of the values that our employees bring to work every single day, honesty, integrity, and how we treat each other. That work ethic, that Midwestern work ethic, all of that is really important to us. And, you know, we're committed to Wisconsin. We are headquartered in Wisconsin, and we'll continue to grow in Wisconsin.
So looking ahead, what are your goals this year for Mayville Engineering Company? What does the future hold for your organization?
There is a large growth opportunity for companies like Mayville Engineering Company, given the reshoring and onshoring and U.S. manufacturing resurgence, Shireen. So we're really looking to take advantage of these macro trends, continue to invest in our facilities, continue to grow with our customers, and continue to take advantage of the new energy transition and renewables and all of these opportunities that are presenting to us by our customers. So with battery electric vehicles, electric charging stations, all of these trends will continue to propel Mayville Engineering Company forward.
We're supposed to be talking about the company, but I have to be honest. I'm curious about your job as a CEO of this, a company of this size. What's a day in the life like for you?
It's a exciting and interesting not challenging at times. But having said that, I've been here just about 11 months, and I joined a wonderful company with highly talented people that care deeply about our customers and about each other. So that makes my job really easy. Having said that, given that we are a public company, we went public in 2019, given the public company nature, a lot of my time is spent with investors, Wall Street analysts, and of course, customers and our employees. I visit a lot of my plants, a lot of our plants on a regular basis, and meet with employees and understand and try to understand and what are their challenges, how I can help them to continue to grow in their roles.
Well, this is a challenging environment for businesses right now. I mean, we've heard a lot about the economy. We talked about the inflation. But overall, do you feel positive about the future for your company, for business in general in Wisconsin?
I could not be more excited about prospects of Mayville Engineering Company, but also Wisconsin as a manufacturing state. The resurgence of U.S. manufacturing and investments in infrastructure that we're just beginning to see, all of these will continue to help companies like Mayville Engineering Company and companies across Wisconsin and Midwest to continue to grow and continue to invest in the local communities.
Jag, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. Appreciate you spending some time with us this morning and talking about your company.
Thank you, Shireen. It's been my pleasure. Take care.
Jag Reddy is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Mayville Engineering Company in Mayville. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.